People, we often talk about stage four cancer, and my heart goes out to anyone who's ever been through it or will go through it. Hopefully, I won't go through it. But it's basically where cancer permeates your entire body. One of the most deadly forms of cancer is bone cancer because it's in your system, it goes everywhere. This is the analogy that I make for what the deep state is. Gentleman, former naval intelligence officer, wrote about a 75-page treatise on the deep state. We're going to refer to some of his work. I've talked about him before, Greg Stenstrom. And we're going to look at two controversies going on right now inside the Trump administration. Trump fired, and we only know who one of them is, but allegedly he fired 18 inspector generals. And the deep staters like Collins, McConnell, Grassley, Ernst, they're going apoplectic on this. They're just, it's crazy. You can't do this. It's terrible. I'm not saying that Trump didn't even violate one of the procedural rules. But the rules are set up to protect the corrupt that are trying to destroy our government and eliminate any of the voice, meaningful voice that the people have in politics. And Trump is saying, we can't have that kind of organization here. And I'm going to run through it with you here. It's a group called the Council. Then we're going to do another segment after that. And we're going to talk about something called the Atlantic Council, another controversy for Donald Trump. And then I'm going to turn to a few of you who troll me every single day. And you tell me how bad Trump is. He serves Satan. He's a deep stater. He's this, he's that. Well, if he's doing that, I have a few questions for you before we jump in. One, why is he dismantling two of the sacred cows of the deep state? Two, he basically told the World Economic Forum last week what to do after he told them where to go. I just am at a loss about how stupid some people are. It's not a difference of opinion, it's a matter of common sense. And that lack of common sense and our laziness and ineptitude as a citizenry led to the takeover of our government over the last 60 years plus. And this Inspector General Act has been in effect since 1978. And that's destroyed the democratic process. Reagan got rid of some of them. Trump is doing a wonderful job. I don't agree with everything he's doing. And a couple of things bring me concern. But show me a president that you wouldn't say that about, whether it be John Kennedy or Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump, and he belongs in that category. And some people would just literally bite the hand that's feeding them. We will have some economic recovery. It'll be tougher than the first time because the entrenched deep state is working to destroy America as I speak. This is why I do the commercial for Noble Gold. It's why I say they're after your retirement. If it's in the bank, they'll take it. Dodd-Frank, they're on their way towards dismantling the banking system. Jim Rickards, well-known, famed economist, Robert Kiyosaki, all saying what Dave Hodges is telling you right here, right now. Leave your money in the bank, you're going to get burned. Leave operating capital in, lose what you can afford to lose, convert to precious metals, have a basket of it. A little crypto doesn't hurt, but the reality is this. Leave your damn money in the bank. It's going to be gone one day, just like 1929. It'll be no different. When you use globalist institutions, you're going to get globalist justice. So, what do you do? You're going to call Noble Gold. First, they'll teach you how to take your retirement away from the bank, put it under your control, and back it with an appreciating asset, namely gold. Also, too, I just did a deal with Noble Gold early last week with silver. Had some income come in. We did not put it in the bank. We turned it immediately to going after silver because silver is the next oil. Billionaires will be created from silver because of where this is going. Done a show on it with Colin Powell. It's amazing to me that people don't see it. Well, some of you will see it now. Call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And if you forget that number, simply go to davehodgesgold.com. I'll put in your email. I'll send you a free information packet, and you'll have the number on there to call. And I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't wait. The deep state is on the march. There, by the way, I'm reading now, they're still trying to take down InfoWars. It never stops. It never will stop until we put them all in prison. And that's what this is about. Greg Stenstrom and his great work. The Department of Just Us. Yeah. A former Naval Intelligence Officer has broken down the deep state. And I have some things outside of what Greg published. And he has some things that I look at and go, I got to research that. But in effect, I'm mostly, almost completely in agreement with him. I'm going to read a couple excerpts here and then show you some of the people that Trump is getting rid of. And then we'll look at the people who are defending the people being gotten rid of. The council and everything that emanates from them is what they're called. The United States, for the past 50 years, for the purpose of extracting our nation's wealth, our constitutional government and federal workforce purpose is to protect our wealth and the public good of the American people. The council's purpose is to crush and destroy it. They are the tools of indictments, obstruction, government agencies, weaponized to attack their enemies under the color of law. Didn't it sound like what happened to Donald Trump? Those four witch hunt trials? Yeah. They alone select who will be winners and losers in politics. They failed with Trump because we outnumbered them. Unbelievable. Okay, we're going to look at some of these people that Greg Stenstrom identified. I've identified some of them too. We know this man right here, Michael Horowitz, got fired. The other identity of the other 17, if that number is correct, is being reported in AP, CNN. Sometimes I read 12, sometimes I read 15. I think it's 18. But U.S. Inspector General Michael Horowitz, he's the deep stater's deep state, and he's gone. Okay, this man was fired. Christopher Wray, he's part of the deep state. Weaponized FBI. Who are they working for? The deep state. Look at this. Merrick Garland going after school board protesters. We will have the woke agenda no matter what the people say. Okay. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. He's now gone. This man should be gone. Ragsdale, I think he will be one of the ones. And they have, like I said, they haven't identified the others, but I think he's gone. Almost every type of trade deal that would benefit the U.S., this guy jumps in and tries to oppose it. And then, oh my gosh, Lisa Monaco. I've covered her going back to about 2012. If there is a Bolshevik communist side to an argument, you'll find Lisa Monaco on that side. Oh, these people. Now, here's what Greg Stenstrom says. The council is untouchable, legislative codified, an organization with tentacles embedded in every government agency and branch of government except for the Supreme Court of the U.S. I would say except for Justice Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett. Okay. Look at Greg's conclusion here. From their perspective, they own the United States of America. It is theirs. They are its self-appointed stewards. Anyone who is not them are useful idiots, useful innocents, or human chattel to be discarded to necropolitics. The rest of us are expendable carbon units, assigned and negative values depending on our relative uselessness or usefulness to them. and it is their language. That's how they view you. This is the core of the deep state. I'll give you the administrative arm here in our next segment. The Council Emeritus. Look at this guy. Does he look familiar? This was Trump being duped into appointing him. Bill Barr. Absolutely incredible, is it not? I look at this, ladies and gentlemen, and I marvel at how stupid we are. So, who are the real people behind the scenes of this council? And this is not the only element of the deep state. Like I said, the next segment will cover a different aspect of it. But as I said, former Attorney General Barr, you got Jeffrey Rosen, he's bad news. I've covered him before. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, Robert Mueller, Russia, Russia, Russia. Yeah, there we go. Weaponizing against people that aren't on board. They went after General Flynn. It's exactly as Greg Stenstrom described. We saw that. James Comey. You know, I once saw an interview with James Comey did with the New York Times, and he had a bunch of little dominoes and little mini soldier characters, and he laid out Dealey Plaza on his living room floor, and that picture went to the New York Times. Isn't that interesting? And the interview was about Donald Trump after he rightfully got fired. Eric Holder, arming the cartel. That's right. Arming the cartel. Fast and furious. Remember that? Yeah. Now he's trying to get California out of the union. Another story for another time. Does this guy look familiar? Jack Smith. Hey, look, I'm telling you, Jim Jordan was grilling Merrick Garland, says, why did you appoint Jack Smith to go after Donald Trump? And he got all the cereal box answers that didn't make any sense. This is why, right here. This is one of the guys. They brought in the big guns to derail the Trump administration. You look at these people here and you just have to ask yourself, do you believe Greg Stenstrom when he says this? The construct of reality is more akin to the way a corporate industrial farm executive in suit and tie looks upon the stewardship of livestock, or how most humans think of ants. If something is harvestable and profitable, then it's their respective carbon unit has a positive value. That's how they look at us. This is a war between good and evil, and I've been saying that for how long? Well, Greg Stenstrom says the same thing. A root cause of the reasons of why things are the way they are in the US of America is that the ultimate goal of these self-entitled stewards is maintaining state capture and finishing the job of self-serving ejectees to an elite class, euphemized as progressive social reconstruction, to ensure their harvest and wealth extraction machine remains uninterrupted. Okay, now lay out a little bit about the organizational part of this. The council, in addition to controlling weaponized government agencies through 74 inspectors general embedded in the government agencies, controls a political arm, an intelligence arm, and an infiltration arm, a business arm. Oh, capture the mainstream media, a propaganda arm. Oh, and Sean Diddy Combs. An entertainment arm. Now, who did Trump really go after? Okay, well, let's look at the beginning of it. The Inspector General Act of 1978 was legislation introduced by the U.S. Senate Committee on Governmental Affairs in the wake of Watergate and the resignation of Nixon to improve government programs and operations through greater transparency and accountability. And they established the first 12 presidentially appointed inspectors general and federal agencies. The problem is, it didn't work. It did the opposite. It allowed them to control and destroy opposition and to promote the viewpoints they wanted. And woke is the agenda they're using to destroy the social construct of America. That's Dave Hodges saying that, not Greg Stenstrom. They're involved with the Trilateral Commission and everybody else. Now, here's what's interesting. Stenstrom says only a handful of U.S. senators and congressmen and key public officials are cognizant at the time that the power of such an entity would eventually wield. It's government outside the government. Hence, this was the official birth of the deep state outside the intelligence apparatus controlled by the CIA. Combination there of Greg Stenstrom and Dave Hodges. They were crafted to promote good government stewardship, okay, but they went about it to control it for the benefit of the elite. And they're very handsomely rewarded. Now, what we're going to do here is I'm going to go and I'm going to read the reaction to Trump, what he did in firing many of these inspector generals. Okay, I've told you for a long time, Fox News is controlled opposition. Their major asset manager became BlackRock 2 weeks after that Tucker Carlson was fired. Need I say more? Seriously. Okay, but let's take a look at controlled opposition, Fox News. I mean, it's so funny. They'll send Sean Hannity to the Oval Office to interview Donald Trump, and then they'll turn around and print this BS. Trump fires inspector generals. What to know? Okay, well, let's see what there is to know, shall we? What is an inspector general? We've covered that. Okay, thank you for doing that. Trump fires inspectors general. Okay, the action removes oversight of his new administration. That's how they're categorizing this. In other words, Trump is going to do stuff that's so bad and so illegal. He can't have the inspector generals looking over him. No, he fired them for the reasons that Greg Stenstrom and Dave Hodges through the years have exposed. And what's exposed is deep state control of every federal agency, weaponization of government against political opponents, and the promotion of elite goals, which is a new world order. That's what they work towards. Okay, but they reported it as, oh, it's their oversight. Yeah. Good oversight. Oversight of the decline of the United States. The Associated Press is reporting that the firings are based on information from two people familiar with the actions who spoke on condition of anonymity. Unnamed source. When I do it, I get crucified. When they do it, it's mainstream media journalism. Okay, and they're accurate. It's unclear how many inspector generals have been fired. An email to the Associated Press was sent by one of the fired inspector generals, said roughly 17 have been removed. The names have not yet been made public, but I will tell you this. Horowitz is definitely gone. Okay. Further explanation is needed. Yeah, it's called the deep state. And I agree. I'd like to see Donald Trump get up and attack that. There may be good reason why the IGs were fired. We need to know, said Senator Chuck Grassley, chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He said, I'd like further explanation from President Trump, regardless. And he supposedly has a 30-day notice he must give to Congress when he's going to do it. I don't know what purpose that would serve, except to help these people insulate themselves against being fired. And don't you just love the propaganda journalism? Yesterday, in the dark of night. Okay, in the dark of night. What does it matter if he fires them at midnight or at high noon? They're fired. But of course, they have to make it sound like it's evil. This plot was hatched at midnight in Transylvania. I mean, it's just the journalistic bullshit that we're so sick of seeing. Okay, now, Schumer said the dismissals are in violation of federal law. There might be that 30-day deal. I'll grant him that. Okay, but I want you to notice the people coming to attack Trump, who they are. Senator Amy Klobuchar. I mean, she's farther to the left than Joseph Stalin. Okay, and here's what she said. The inspectors general are crucial to rooting out waste fraud throughout the federal government. Can I ask you a question? How well has that been working? So, if that is their job, according to Klobuchar, then they should be fired for gross negligence and incompetence. Oh, here's another one. Look at this. another Bolshevik communist, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, called Trump's action a purge of independent watchdogs. And here we go, in the middle of the night. If they'd have done it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, would that have been okay, Elizabeth? Unbelievable. I just look at this crap and I just marvel at the nonsense here. And this is from Fox News, people. And not only that, they pulled in some other rhinos, Susan Collins, who is a total Democrat. She's a total leftist, pretending to be a Republican. When are you stupid people who vote for her going to see through this? Seriously. And then Murkowski from Alaska, hoodwinked her way in to getting reelected in Alaska. She's come out against this. It's the defenders of the deep state that we call Bolshevik communist, actually Democratic Socialist Party, along with the rhinos, who are really just a different flavor. Flip the coin. I just am amazed at the nonsense that we're seeing here. Trump is dismantling the deep state. Yet, and it goes with the territory. I'm not really complaining in the sense I guess I am, but I have to read nonsense comments in social media and on my email that Trump is part of the deep state and he's firing the deep state. And it's pissing off the congressional and senatorial supporters of the deep state. And yet, Trump is deep state. This is how we lost our country. Apathy, laziness, and stupidity. Greg Stenstrom is giving you a chance to identify who your real enemy is. Real enemy. Bill Barr came out and even said, oh, the 2020 election was free and fair. Anybody that believes that is too lazy to ascertain the facts, or too stupid to understand them, or greatly compromised. I'm sorry, people. It's time to take the gloves off. We are in a point in history where we have a chance to save our country. I don't believe we're going to get a second chance. And when Donald Trump says, if I hadn't been elected, we have no chance, I agree with that. That's not ego. That's a statement of fact. They had wrecked the economy. We have 27% of the nation that is on the way towards starvation. They're malnourished because they can't afford food. Think that's not intentional? You destroyed the main industry of the United States, energy. You woked the army to the point where they can't defend the nation properly. We have major repair work to do there. And we went absolutely nuts on Trump saying we're going to be merit-based. I'm actually going to do a presentation on that in a later segment. I am sorry that some people are being labeled by me as being lazy, apathetic, and stupid. But that's what caused us to lose our country. Had we risen up as a nation when John Kennedy was assassinated, that was the coming out party for the original deep state. If we would have risen up right then and said, no more, we're standing down, we're not obeying you, in states like Texas and then Arizona, that was conservative, if those kinds of states would have began to secede from the Union, we would have forced a crisis and we could have stopped this. We would certainly have exposed it. Because Alan Dulles, the fired ex-CIA director by John Kennedy, really was, in my humble opinion, along with General Lemon of the Pentagon, they were the masterminds behind the assassination. We could have stopped this right then. And then when the Gulf of Tonkin incident happened about 18 months later, could have stopped it. Could have stopped it. Could have said, no, we need to see more proof. We don't believe you. We're not sending people to die in Vietnam. 58,000 Americans wouldn't have been killed there. We could have stopped it then. And Richard Nixon, when he was kicked out for Watergate, why was he kicked out? Watergate was a drop in the bucket. It was a nothing burger. It was nothing. Seriously. It was so minor on the scale of what happens in Washington. But they got him out because they couldn't kill him. And why did they want to kill him? Why did the deep state want to kill him? Because they wanted the ongoing profits of Vietnam. He started the Vietnamization of the war. Let the South fight it. They didn't want that. The heroin and the military-industrial complex profits were too good. And the young people in this country were right. Burning their draft cards. That was the right way to go. These young people were correct. And the older people, you sat on your ass and you believed an illegitimate government that had already been captured with the death of John Kennedy. There are so many times we could have stopped this. So many times. Ronald Reagan calls out George Bush for being in the Council on Foreign Relations. Oh, and the next day he's the vice presidential candidate. And then what happens to Reagan when he resists appointing trilaterals to his inner circle, like Jimmy Carter was forced to do? They shot him. We had a chance then to rise up, and we believed the Hinckley story. How about the Romney family story? And the Hinckley family that had dinner with Vice President Bush shortly before the assassination. Isn't that interesting? I could go on and on and on about the critical junctures, but we refused to stop it. We had the Carlyle Group that lied us into war after they were ancillary to the 9/11 attacks, which we know were an inside job now. I don't think most people are surprised by that. We could have stopped it then. How many more Americans would still be alive? Well, my count's about 12,000. How many people died in foreign countries that didn't have to die? Millions. It's us. And as the old saying goes, we have met the enemy. And no, it's not the deep state. It's us. It's our laziness, it's our apathy, and it's our stupidity. Now, the stupidity can be erased to a point. But I'm still arguing with people over weather wars, despite the fact that the patents have been public for over 30 years. Laziness, apathy, stupidity. And I'm honest about it. Now, fortunately, in the course of my day and with my audience, I don't have a lot of lazy, apathetic, stupid people. I get the trolls that come along and pretend to be that. But we do have that element in our nation. And as long as we listen to them and let them put doubts in our mind about what needs to be done, a thorough house cleaning of this entire government, we have no chance. Trump will serve, he'll finish. They'll find a way not to have J.D. Vance, and we'll be back to where they left off. And I'll tell you, it's very analogous to this. Obama started the real descent of America. Hillary Clinton was supposed to finish the job. Along came Donald Trump. Biden took us even further than than Obama did. Kamala would have finished the job. All she had to do was, yes, and it had been over. But again, Trump happened. There won't be a Trump the third time. It's up to us. Look in the mirror. Stop pointing the finger because you have three pointing out at you. And I'll go back to finishing with the old quote from John Kennedy. Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. That's the fundamental question. I tell people, hey, there's a critical issue here. And if your representative got 100 letters, game over. They want to get reelected. They like the insider trading from stock market. They're not going to risk that. But I can't even get people to motivate to do that. I had a plan leading up to the election to get rid of the rhinos. The rhinos are the reason that Pete Hegseth almost didn't get confirmed, and that RFK Jr. probably won't be confirmed, and Trump will have to appoint him during when they're out of session. And we need RFK Jr. badly. Badly. But if we got off our ass and we started really hammering on these people like Murkowski and Collins, RFK Jr. would be approved, along with the other cabinet appointments. And I'm one that doesn't think the Senate should have any oversight. Look at the freaks of nature that we had in the Biden administration. How good was the oversight? Where were the Republicans? The rhinos ruled the day, and the other Republicans cowered in the corner, not wanting to risk their committee appointments, positioning for insider trading again. We are a captured operation. Trump started by getting rid of these inspectors general. It was a great move. And even Fox News can't hide their pretense that they're controlled opposition, because they are. They are. You know, I've been asked to go on a couple of Fox News affiliates across the country. Who are you affiliated with? Fox News. No, thank you. Why? Because you're deceptive. You're a liar. I know where CNN stands. I would go on CNN before I'd go on Fox. CNN hasn't invited me. But I could go on there and do battle with them. I'd go on The View and do battle with those cackling hens before I'd ever go on Fox. And I think there's a few good people on Fox, but they're part of the show. Make the public think there's part of the mainstream media that's on your side. The mainstream media needs to be declared the ancillary arm of the terrorists and dismantled, because that's what they are. Again, ask not what your country can do for you, but what are you willing to do for your country? I had the idea to unelect all the rhino incumbents. I said, can someone step up and take a website called tossthemall.com? Didn't do it. Didn't do it. And we're going to pay for it with confirmations that won't be approved. We're going to pay for it with Trump actions that won't get backed up. He has a tough road to climb. He really does. And we're not helping him in the way we should. If there's a letter to be written to a rhino, take 5 minutes and write it. Copy, paste, and send for the next bozo that we'll go after. It's frustrating, people. It's very frustrating. Oh, I continue on, but I had a discussion with Sarah Westall the other day about some people we know that are blackpilled. They're so overwhelmed with the corruption, the inaction of the public, the arrogance of leaders, looking at us like we just heard chattel, that they just give up and drop out. That's not in my nature, and I know it's not in Sarah's nature. But there are a lot of people on our side of the fence that are becoming frustrated, and it's not because of the enemy we're up against. It's because we cannot gather the support we need to turn things around. That's the battle that Trump has. And he's hoping that if he could turn the economy around, make people feel good, that they're going to get up and help him complete the job. I wish I was that optimistic. Are you? Tell me what you think in the comment section. And to you rhino supporters, I already know what you are. I'd prefer really not to hear from you. But nonetheless, for you have legitimate opinions, then I don't expect you to necessarily agree with me or to agree with Greg Stenstrom. But I'm hoping that you'll come and give an honest, straightforward, what do you think we should do? Because one man can't do it by himself. Check out our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.tv, for the very, excuse me, thecommonsenseshow.com. And you go there and you find up right hand corner the newsletter link. You put in your email and you'll get an update every day. Hopefully, we had one glitch here recently, but we'll get an email every day. It's one stop shopping. Don't need to go anywhere else. It's really good stuff. Thecommonsenseshow.com. Put your email in and join over 50,000 people that are part of our group. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're going to continue our analysis of who the deep state is and what Donald Trump is doing about it, and who is defending the deep state and the traitors that exist within Congress, within the Senate, within the executive branch, particularly the office of the president. Two of the last three presidents, members of the deep state, defenders of the deep state. Glad to be with you. Thanks for joining us. We have a great sponsor here. You know who I am. You know what we do. Let me tell you about the sponsor. It was one thing for me to recover from RSV with strep lung linings, pneumonia, and so forth. It was another thing to get back physically where I was at and go beyond. And my body was just breaking down in the gym. I couldn't take the wear and tear anymore at my age. And Scotty Sachs said, Dave, try the topical gel. If you're in that position where you'd like to do more, but your body just won't let you, here it is, little gel. You rub it in the affected area. How long does it take? It depends. It varies from person to person. I started to get relief from bone-on-bone knee pain and swelling within about 2 weeks. Within 2 months, it was non-existent. Tonight, leg workout. Tomorrow, sore muscles. No joint implications. You can have it too. And the reason it works that way is because it stimulates the pluripotent stem cells. In addition, this rejuvenates your skin, promotes great healing with cuts and abrasions and wrinkles. It's an awesome product. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges for the NanoSoma topical gel. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. We're going to take a look at our deep state cover-ups in the House, Senate, and the Office of the Presidency. In this work, in this particular segment, we're going to harken back to the really good investigative reporting that Greg Stenstrom did, former NIA operative, and we're going to look at the political arm. In other words, the deep state places their minions in power. Office of the Presidency, Congress, the Senate, we're going to go through them. Joe Biden, Barack Obama. Oh, and look at who was defending the 17 inspectors general that got fired. Chuck Grassley, I have a problem. He's one of them, a deep state appointee in the Senate. Chuck Schumer came out in the same article in the disinfo piece by Fox News. Defending the inspectors general, said they need to stay. Nancy Pelosi, surprise, surprise, grew up in a mafia family. Congressman Mitch McConnell, no wonder he gets away with his wife's family being the directors of the six major ports in China. And for favorable legislation, McConnell gets paid $25 million a year. Congressman Jerry Nadler, you know what I remember about Nadler? I remember when he was questioned about FEMA camps. And he was trying to deny it. They showed him the proof, and he basically told the person to F themselves. And Jamie Raskin, never a deep state cause he hasn't liked, behind the J6 persecutions of many innocent Americans. And his dad was the founder of this group. So this is the political arm. Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Chuck Grassley, Senator Chuck Schumer, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, Congressman Mitch McConnell, I mean, excuse me, Senator Mitch McConnell, Congressman Jerry Nadler, Congressman Jerry Raskin. Do I have to say any more, ladies and gentlemen? Honestly, do I have to say any more to convince you that we are being sold out by the deep state? And people talk about the deep state like it's some mythical entity in the ethos that we can't define. Well, I'm defining it for you here. Thanks to the good work by Greg Stenstrom, I'm putting in my two cents about what I've learned. It's interesting, too. Greg mentions Fast and Furious as an operation of the deep state. Well, Eric Holder is part of them. So does that make sense? And what happened to Eric Holder? Nothing. The man should have been in prison and his accomplice to murder after the fact. That's correct. An accomplice to murder after the fact. It's amazing. Anyway, I just thought I would bring you up to date. This is the deep state. This is who President Trump is going after. Yet he's accused by ignorant, stupid people of being in the deep state. Figure it out, people. Which is it? Thanks for joining us. Join our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. And you just put your name in the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner. And that's all you need to know. You'll get a daily update. It's convenient. People love it. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we're going to talk about something here that I'm being trolled on by, I think it's one individual using three different accounts. And every day I get the same kind of messages. Donald Trump is deep state, blah, 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 blah. We're going to address this once and for all. And if you really believe that, then bring forth facts. Show me why you think that. Don't just make blanket statements. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of my audience's time. And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, why the people that believe that are Looney Tunes. And I mean Looney Tunes, literally. We're going to get into that. Now, first of all, let me tell you, we're sponsored by somebody that can do you a lot of good. We call it three harmful foods. And it's really tragic this is happening. And thank goodness for people like RFK Jr. and Dr. Gundry and Dr. Amy Lee and all these people that come forward and tell you how we're being lied to by the establishment that tries to control food and big pharma, in particular in this instance, food, big ag, and what they're doing is shortening your life. It's that simple. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So then ask yourself this question: why are millions of Americans more unhealthy, more of overweight than they've ever been? And according to U.S. board certified and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, she said one of the reasons is three harmful foods being passed off onto us as healthy foods. And you know what's amazing is many of our allies in first world nations have banned these foods. So why are they still with us? Well, they wonder why there's conspiracy theories. Anyway, Dr. Amy Lee says these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. And they, like I said, are banned in other countries. Now, why is that? Well, okay, you have to figure that out on your own. But the great news is Dr. Amy Lee says we can stop it, we can reverse it. We just have to find out what these three fake foods are and get rid of them, get them out of our diet. And she said, I'm going to shine light on this because we can make people have easier time losing weight, smooth the digestion tract, and have vibrant energy. And she wants to show you how to do it. So she made a free video, and you can go watch it at threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's the number three, harmfulfoods.com/Dave. And if you happen to be watching on social media, just click the link in the description box on top. It's a really good thing that she's doing, and we really need to pay attention. And thank goodness for people like Dr. Lee and RFK Jr., Dr. Gundry. They're leading the way in this. All right, let's deal with the matter at hand here, okay? Donald Trump is deep state. He's for AI. Okay, AI is good as long as AI is not able to get sentient beyond control. And I will tell you, I have reservations about AI. I truly do. But to say that because Donald Trump supports this, that he's deep state, he's after you. To the morons that believe this, and you've got to be moronic to believe this, the man got shot in the face. Then he had the sniper with CIA connections at Mar-a-Lago. And let's not forget the big cover-up. The dirty bomb found in the trunk of a car 4 hours before Trump was to speak at Long Island. Does that sound like he's deep state? Like I said, that's a moronic belief. And I don't believe the person who's pretending to be three other people is really that stupid. They're trolling. They're trolling. Now, I do have concerns about AI. And we'll go back to the movie I referenced earlier in the week. The Day the Earth Stood Still, and greatly portrayed alien by Michael Rennie, came to the Earth to warn Earth. You can be all the jerks you want on your planet, but when you take that out to space, we will destroy you. We'll turn your planet, quote, into a burned out cinder. And you see this robot here? His name is Gort. We give power over us to these robots to destroy aggressors. Here's my fear. What if the robot becomes sentient, decides humans are too irrational? Look at what they do. They need us to control them. Why do we need them? Destroy them. When they become sentient to that degree, I agree that's a threat. Will there be safeguards put in place? Well, 10,000 scientists at the beginning of the Biden administration signed a document said we're concerned about the lack of control over AI. They didn't say get rid of AI. They said we're concerned about the lack of control over AI. Now, if you want to take this into Dave Hodges' spiritual realm, I still believe very much, and everything I see reinforces this belief, that we are fighting against principalities of darkness, as stated in the Bible. It says our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities of darkness. And that's true. That is absolutely true. And AI could be the principality of darkness. And then even going further back, and I've said this many times through the years, Genesis 6, verse 4. The fallen angels, and then in verse 5, they were here afterwards. After what? The flood. That means their DNA survives. And this, I believe, is the basis of the spiritual war. Descendants of fallen angels with the hybrid intermarriage between them and earth women, as documented in the Bible, the greatest historical document ever. And we're fighting against these people, and this is they're trying to carry out Satan's mission. That's Dave Hodges' spiritual belief, and AI could be used to that end. That's why I'm saying the proper safeguards. And oh, by the way, the people that say Trump is hedonistic and he doesn't believe in God and blah, 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 just heard an interview 2 days ago. Mr. President, when you got shot in the face, did that have any effect on your spiritual beliefs? Yeah, I started to believe more profoundly in God than ever. I was spared by divine intervention. Sorry, folks, those of you that want to come at Trump with these unfounded allegations. Now, is he a messiah? Absolutely not. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. Do I agree with everything he's doing? His chief of staff should not be where they're at. That's my humble opinion. So, absolutely not. On balance, is he carrying out his campaign promises? Yes, he is, without fail. Now, I think there's some other things he needs to turn attention to, such as YouTube and Google, and get these censorship monsters in line with Section 230, or prosecute them for the crap that's on their website that's illegal. You don't get to have it both ways under 230. You're either a publisher, or you're a website manager. The minute you censor, you're a publisher and you're responsible for the child porn on your site. Put these bastards in jail or make them conform to 230 and no censorship. And yours truly, the consensus based on my posts in the proximity, I was banned by the CIA and Google for demanding the release of the files. What files? JFK, RFK and MLK. Now, I'm on record, and I said this yesterday. I don't believe we're going to see a darn thing. We're going to see nothing. But I want the files out there so we can take them apart and further go after the CIA and their cover-ups. Now, back to Trump. Trump needs to put proper controls on AI. But AI could promote our military prowess, our technological infrastructure prowess to a whole new level if it's managed and safeguarded. And that's the key. Listen to me very clearly. Technology is neutral. AI is neutral. It's how it's used is what makes it good or evil. A gun can be used for self-defense, for hunting, or for murder. To me, that's the perfect example. And I'm going to refer back to an old saying I've said before, but it fits here. The Hopis have a famous saying, and I got to have some ancillary contact with Hopi elders about 17 years ago about pre-Adamic societies. And I was educated into a Hopi saying, there are no trees with branches foolish enough to fight amongst themselves. If the average human was left alone, whether they be in Ukraine or Russia or Egypt or Saudi Arabia or the United States or China, they don't want to fight any wars. It's the evil ones that promote destruction and chaos and ultimately lead us down the path away from Jesus to eternal damnation and even ultimate destruction on this planet. And if they had their way, Satan would have the earth unleash a terrible nuclear war against each other. We are in a depopulation attack, and people like Larry Fink and BlackRock and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and the United Nations and all these globalist institutions who work against you every single day are working to that end. They are evil and they are satanic. And it is time that we collectively call them out for what they are. These aren't political differences. Political differences has to do with an issue that two reasonable people see it differently. They work together and compromise. That's how our government's supposed to work. What we have are satanically inspired people who bring harm to humanity. And I'm going to call out the Democratic Party for the satanic institution that it is. They support everything that's evil against the teachings of God, and they harm children. They're fine with child sex trafficking crossing the border. They don't care about those kids that are eventually murdered when they use up their usefulness. They don't care about children being told, you don't know if you're a boy or a girl when they're 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old. What kind of sick bastard does that? And they promote the cutting off of genitals of kids, leaving them with lifelong regret and misery with a very high suicide rate. Does that sound like a reasonable political party to you, or one that's satanically inspired? And the people that are writing to me calling out Donald Trump, they don't want American values. They don't want secure borders. They don't want to prevent biological men from going into women's locker rooms and raping them. They don't care how many criminal illegal aliens are admitted to our country and murder beautiful Americans like Lincoln Riley. They don't care because they're evil. They're evil in their soul. They're evil in their spirit, and they serve the dirty one. And I'm talking Pelosi, Schumer, AOC. And the sooner that people like you and me that want America just to be a good and decent and strong nation, and they're working against it, until we call them out collectively, we're going to have to deal with them eternally. We can rid them. Most of them belong in prison for what they've done. Nancy Pelosi belongs in prison with her long list of crimes. Hillary Clinton belongs in prison. Larry Fink belongs in prison. And until we have the intestinal fortitude to carry out the edict of our laws and our Constitution and apply them fairly and evenly across the board, we're going to be besieged by these animals. And those of you that are trolling me, go somewhere else. You're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to influence anybody. And when I get sick of reading your bull crap, I'll just delete you. You'll come back in a different name, and then I'll delete you again. And this is what our society needs to do to these people. We're not talking about how much welfare should we give American citizens. That's a legitimate political issue, and it's a legitimate political stand on both sides. But when you're talking about bringing harm to American citizens by willful neglect or absolute positive participation, like Mayorkas, who belongs in Gitmo, we're going to keep dealing with this over and over and over. Make a decision, America. Make a stand. You either stand on the correct moral side or you stand with the evil ones. To choose is not to choose. And if you don't choose good, by default, you're choosing evil. Most of you have made the right choice. That's why we have Donald Trump in the Oval Office. But we can't stop now. We need to collectively support, we need to collectively condemn the evil ones who would wreck our country, wreck our kids' futures, and not to mention cut their genitals off. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, our new series, Hiding in Plain Sight. Really cool stuff. I'm getting good. People say, I like this, Dave. I'm kind of glad you've taken this turn. Well, no, I'm still geopolitical. That's our primary mission. But I'm doing things like mysteries of the mind, hidden history, repressed technology. I think it's pretty interesting stuff. Check it out, along with our geopolitics, at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there.